Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 15. There are five parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One. What is Holly taking her cousin Alice in hospital?
What are you doing after school, Holly?
I have to go to the hospital.
Oh dear. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong with me. I'm taking something to my cousin, Alice, in hospital.
My mother brought me comics when I was in hospital last year.
My cousin is 15. She's too old for comics.
Take her some fruit. People always take fruit to people in hospital.
She doesn't want fruit. She wants a notebook. She writes stories all the time.
Now, listen again.
What are you doing after school, Holly?
I have to go to the hospital.
Oh dear. What's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong with me. I'm taking something to my cousin, Alice, in hospital.
My mother brought me comics when I was in hospital last year.
My cousin is 15. She's too old for comics.
Take her some fruit. People always take fruit to people in hospital.
She doesn't want fruit. She wants a notebook. She writes stories all the time.
Two. Where did Matt stay during the summer holidays?
I had a great time in the summer.
Really? What did you do? Did you go back to that amazing hotel under the sea?
The one with the fish swimming all around the bedroom?
Yes.
No, we didn't go back there. My parents wanted to go to an old hotel in the middle of an old city. But I went there with them before and it was boring.
So where did you stay?
We went to a beautiful place with tents by a lake. It was lovely.
Now listen again.
I had a great time in the summer.
Really? What did you do? Did you go back to that amazing hotel under the sea?
The one with the fish swimming all around the bedroom?
Yes.
No, we didn't go back there. My parents wanted to go to an old hotel in the middle of an old city. But I went there with them before and it was boring.
So where did you stay?
We went to a beautiful place with tents by a lake. It was lovely.
Three. How much is the school trip?
Are you going on the school trip?
Yes, I am, but I haven't paid yet.
Do you think it's expensive?
Not really. It's only £14.
Is it? I thought it was £40.
No, it's £14. We're only going to a theme park.
Oh, that's better.
Now, listen again.
Are you going on the school trip?
Yes, I am, but I haven't paid yet.
Do you think it's expensive?
Not really. It's only £14.
Is it? I thought it was £40.
No, it's £14. We're only going to a theme park.
Oh, that's better.
Four. Why is Julia feeling angry?
What's wrong, Julia?
I'm angry.
Yes, I can see that. Have you lost your phone again?
What? No, it's not my phone.
And I saw your bag in the kitchen.
I know where my bag is.
What's wrong then?
I've left my homework books at school.
Oh dear.
Now listen again.
What's wrong, Julia?
I'm angry.
Yes, I can see that. Have you lost your phone again?
What? No, it's not my phone.
And I saw your bag in the kitchen.
I know where my bag is.
What's wrong then?
I've left my homework books at school.
Oh dear.
Five. What time does the train get to East City?
How much further is it?
Not very far. Look, we're here, at West City Station.
So, how many more stations do we stop at?
Two, I think. We stop at Central Station at 10:35, and then the airport at 10:45.
Will we see some planes?
I think so. Then it's only 10 minutes to East City Station.
So, 45 plus 10.
Yes.
Now, listen again.
How much further is it?
Not very far. Look, we're here, at West City Station.
So, how many more stations do we stop at?
Two, I think. We stop at Central Station at 10:35, and then the airport at 10:45.
Will we see some planes?
I think so. Then it's only 10 minutes to East City Station.
So, 45 plus 10.
Yes.
That is the end of part one. Now, look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher telling students about a speaking competition.
OK, before you go to your lessons, I've got some information about a competition. Every year we have a speaking competition. We ask you to write a short talk about any subject. The talk must last 5 minutes. Practice your talk and make sure it is no longer. When you are happy with your talk, email it to Mrs. Cliff. That's C-L-I-F-F. Mrs. Cliff. Her email address is on the school website. You must email your talk by next Monday, the 1st of June. Now, Mrs. Cliff will show the talks to some of your teachers, and they will choose the most interesting talks. They will choose 10 talks. Then Mrs. Cliff will ask those 10 people to give their talks to the school on the 15th of June. You all get the chance to choose the best 3 talks then. First, second, and third. And the winners get gift cards, which they can spend online on several websites. So start thinking about your talk.
Now, listen again.
OK, before you go to your lessons, I've got some information about a competition. Every year we have a speaking competition. We ask you to write a short talk about any subject. The talk must last 5 minutes. Practice your talk and make sure it is no longer. When you are happy with your talk, email it to Mrs. Cliff. That's C-L-I-F-F. Mrs. Cliff. Her email address is on the school website. You must email your talk by next Monday, the 1st of June. Now, Mrs. Cliff will show the talks to some of your teachers, and they will choose the most interesting talks. They will choose 10 talks. Then Mrs. Cliff will ask those 10 people to give their talks to the school on the 15th of June. You all get the chance to choose the best 3 talks then. First, second, and third. And the winners get gift cards, which they can spend online on several websites. So start thinking about your talk.
That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Sue talking to her friend Mark about the school play.
Hi, Sue. Do you want to go to the sports centre after school next week?
Which day?
They have a basketball competition on Monday and Tuesday.
We're starting to prepare the school play on those days. We're reading the words for the first time.
OK. Well, the week after then? I think there's a football competition.
I'm afraid I can't. We meet every Monday and Tuesday for the next month to prepare for the play.
Have you got a big part in the play?
We don't know the parts yet. The English teacher will choose those on Tuesday after we've read everything. But I've read the play already and I want to be the queen.
Is that the most important part?
Oh, yes. The queen has the most lines. There's also a princess. Actually, I'd rather be the princess because she's beautiful and everyone loves her.
And does the princess meet a frog in the palace garden and he becomes a prince?
Don't be silly. It's not a play for babies. The princess wants to marry a poor farmer called Jack, who she meets on a journey. But the queen wants her to marry a rich prince called William.
So, is the queen an unkind person?
No. In fact, she says to her daughter, if you don't want to marry William, wait until another prince comes along.
So is Jack really a prince?
Yes, of course. He was angry with his father, the king of another country, so he left that country and became a farmer in my country.
Your country?
The country of the queen and the princess.
You really like this play, don't you?
Well, the play's all right, but I like doing the play because I want to be an actor.
Really?
Yes, I love it.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Sue. Do you want to go to the sports centre after school next week?
Which day?
They have a basketball competition on Monday and Tuesday.
We're starting to prepare the school play on those days. We're reading the words for the first time.
OK. Well, the week after then? I think there's a football competition.
I'm afraid I can't. We meet every Monday and Tuesday for the next month to prepare for the play.
Have you got a big part in the play?
We don't know the parts yet. The English teacher will choose those on Tuesday after we've read everything. But I've read the play already and I want to be the queen.
Is that the most important part?
Oh, yes. The queen has the most lines. There's also a princess. Actually, I'd rather be the princess because she's beautiful and everyone loves her.
And does the princess meet a frog in the palace garden and he becomes a prince?
Don't be silly. It's not a play for babies. The princess wants to marry a poor farmer called Jack, who she meets on a journey. But the queen wants her to marry a rich prince called William.
So, is the queen an unkind person?
No, in fact, she says to her daughter, if you don't want to marry William, wait until another prince comes along.
So is Jack really a prince?
Yes, of course. He was angry with his father, the king of another country, so he left that country and became a farmer in my country.
Your country?
The country of the queen and the princess.
You really like this play, don't you?
Well, the play's all right, but I like doing the play because I want to be an actor.
Really?
Yes, I love it.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What science homework must the students do this evening?
OK, can you all look at pages 76 and 77 in your science book? This evening, I want you to do exercises 1 and 2 on page 76 and exercise 3 on page 77. Don't try to do 4. Because we're not doing that point this term. You can talk to your friends about the exercises if you want, but then write the answers yourself.
Now, listen again.
OK, can you all look at pages 76 and 77 in your science book? This evening, I want you to do exercises 1 and 2 on page 76. And exercise 3 on page 77. Don't try to do 4, because we're not doing that point this term. You can talk to your friends about the exercises if you want, but then write the answers yourself.
You will hear a boy, Dan, talking to his mother. What has he done this evening?
Why are you watching television, Dan?
Because I've done all my work.
Really? Have you done your maths homework?
Yes.
And your English homework?
Yes.
And what about the map for geography?
Oh!
Go and do the map and then you can watch television.
Okay.
Now, listen again.
Why are you watching television, Dan?
Because I've done all my work.
Really? Have you done your maths homework?
Yes.
And your English homework?
Yes.
And what about the map for geography?
Oh!
Go and do the map and then you can watch television.
Okay.
You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called May. Why was she late this morning?
Did you come late this morning, May?
I was a little late.
Was the train late?
I don't know. I wasn't on the train.
Oh, so did you come by car?
Yes. My father gave me a lift. But we had a problem with the car, so I had to walk the rest of the way.
Where did the car break down?
Western.
That's a long way.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I understand.
Now, listen again.
Did you come late this morning, May?
I was a little late.
Was the train late?
I don't know. I wasn't on the train.
Oh, so did you come by car?
Yes. My father gave me a lift, but we had a problem with the car, so I had to walk the rest of the way.
Where did the car break down?
Western.
That's a long way.
Yes, it is.
Okay, I understand.
Nineteen. You will hear a father talking to his daughter, Claire. What will the weather be like this afternoon?
Dad, do you know if it will be hot this afternoon?
I'm not sure. Why do you want to know?
We've got sports this afternoon, and it's horrible if it's hot.
It's cold this morning.
I know, but it gets warmer quickly sometimes, doesn't it?
Let me see. Well, this weather website says light rain in the afternoon.
That's good.
Is it?
Yes, I love playing football in the rain.
Now, listen again.
Dad, do you know if it will be hot this afternoon?
I'm not sure. Why do you want to know?
We've got sports this afternoon, and it's horrible if it's hot.
It's cold this morning.
I know, but it gets warmer quickly sometimes, doesn't it?
Let me see. Well, this weather website says light rain in the afternoon.
That's good.
Is it?
Yes, I love playing football in the rain.
Twenty. You will hear a man talking to his daughter, Lily. What does he want to know?
Lily, how does this work?
What?
The oven.
You turn that to turn it on, then you turn that to choose the temperature.
I know that. But how do you choose the time so that it makes a noise when it's ready?
You press that button until it shows the time. How long do you want?
30 minutes.
OK. There you are.
Thank you.
21. Listen again.
Lily, how does this work?
What?
The oven.
You turn that to turn it on, then you turn that to choose the temperature.
I know that. But how do you choose the time so that it makes a noise when it's ready?
You press that button until it shows the time. How long do you want?
30 minutes.
Okay, there you are.
Thank you.
4. Now look at 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Mary talking to her mother about her birthday party. What food will each person make?
Mum, what are people going to make for my birthday? Have they decided yet?
I think so. I'm going to make coffee ice cream.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
Really? That's lucky then. Is Dad doing anything? Of course. What does Dad always do for birthday parties in the summer? Sausages on the barbecue. Yes, even if it's raining. What about Uncle? Can he cook? Or does his wife do everything? He's a very good cook, actually. He's making little pizzas. I don't like pizza. No, but lots of the guests do. Your aunt said that she would make sandwiches. She's not very good at cooking. Okay, can we have cheese and tomato? I'll ask her. Is Grandma making a special pasta? Of course. I love her pasta. I think that's everyone. My cousin usually makes something. Oh, yes, I forgot. She's doing burgers. Fantastic. I hope she'll do chips too.
Now, listen again.
Mum, what are people going to make for my birthday? Have they decided yet? I think so. I'm going to make coffee ice cream. Oh, thank you. I love that. Really? That's lucky then. Is Dad doing anything? Of course. What does Dad always do for birthday parties in the summer? Sausages on the barbecue. Yes, even if it's raining. What about Uncle? Can he cook? Or does his wife do everything? He's a very good cook, actually. He's making little pizzas. I don't like pizza. No, but lots of the guests do. Your aunt said that she would make sandwiches. She's not very good at cooking. Okay, can we have cheese and tomato? I'll ask her. Is Grandma making a special pasta? Of course. I love her pasta. I think that's everyone. My cousin usually makes something. Oh, yes, I forgot. She's doing burgers. Fantastic. I hope she'll do chips too.
That is the end of part 5. That is the end of the test.